All right, welcome to another episode here of TV and Movie Experts. Two experts here. First one you're listening to is Josh Jack, and the other host is B. Lyon.
That's right, Josh.
And
so what are we going to talk about today?
Well, we're going to talk about certain TV shows I'm into right now, maybe some you're into or such. You know, a lot of us are on YouTube. We don't really watch a lot of TV these days, but the only shows I watch on TV these days are I watch Shameless and Walking Dead. Those are two of my favorite shows. Walking Dead, you know, it's been on for a long time. It's pretty redundant. You know, it's these people, they're out in this world with these walkers. They call them zombies walkers, and you know, they get into themselves, you know, they always get themselves into trouble and all that stuff. It's getting kind of redundant, but I'm still hanging in there. And Shameless is a really adult-rated Showtime series about a low suburban family. I think it's Chicago, and you know, there's lots of sex and violence and just unrealistic raunchiness. What kind of shows do you watch these days? Do you still watch South Park and Tosh.0?
So one downside of me not having traditional TV anymore is I miss out on a lot of good stuff. Tosh is a show that I always love watching. I do have, so I have like my parents, like, we have the internet, so there's a lot of apps that let you log in with like your Verizon stuff, so I get to watch some of that, but a lot of time, like what I've been watching lately, Curb Your Enthusiasm, the new season, I've been enjoying that. My girlfriend's been watching a lot more TV than me. I hear Stranger Things is a great show. Mm-hmm. Always mainly watched comedies, I guess, because I'm dead inside and I don't want to access emotions.
Now, let's get into that. To cut you off real quick.
Sure.
Name a movie that made you, like, cry or made you, like, almost cry.
Trying to remember. Well, I'm not a bitch, so no. I think that maybe there was like this movie about, I didn't even watch the movie because it seemed too hard to watch, but it was about some cop killing this unarmed kid, and my girlfriend started watching it, and I'm like, yeah, I'm out. I can't watch this shit. So it didn't get to the point where I would like start crying because I just like would not let myself go there. There was this, you know, what was really upsetting was that, you know, Making a Murderer, that documentary.
Yeah.
I might have shed a few tears over that, hearing about that innocent kid, the like sort of maybe autistic, nephew. Yeah. Forget what his name was, but, the fact that he's locked up and literally didn't do anything and was manipulated by the cops, that was really upsetting.
Yeah.
That was a tough
one. Yeah, I haven't been watching a lot of movies lately. Well, when I was a kid, I can't think of the last time I cried at a movie. You know what? I gotta say, this is a weird one. A movie that almost made me cry, this is like maybe 4 or 5 years ago. It was some stupid Adam Sandler movie. The remote one, where he has the remote and he can go back in time.
Oh, shit, I know that movie.
Was sad because his dad was gonna die or something, and he was like holding his dad or something. That made me upset, but I was thinking, why am I almost crying at a fucking Adam Sandler movie? I thought this Jew was supposed to make me laugh. But I remember that was probably like the last one. That was like many years ago. And when I was a kid, I cried at a few movies. I cried at fucking this weird movie. I don't remember the name of it. I wish I'd had the name. It was like this movie, this guy, he had a genie, and I don't know why. I forgot what happened in the movie, but he had like a genie or something. It wasn't supposed to be a sad movie. It was just like
Aladdin?
No, it was like this weird comedy movie. This guy had a genie, and the genie falls in love with him, and then he ends up with her. And then I cried at Short Circuit with Johnny Five when the bad guys smashed him open. I'm trying to think of movies that definitely made me emotional. I cried when this wrestler, Owen Hart, died when I was a kid. He was this Canadian wrestler, and he fell to his death from a stupid stunt, not on live TV, before a show, and that made me really upset, because I really thought wrestling was real, you know.
But he actually died?
Yeah, he died because he was he had this character where he they strap him to this harness above the ring, and I guess it wasn't secure, and he fell all the way down to like the first of rows, and he like the time they got him to the ambulance, he was dead, and they just announced it on the pay-per-view, and all the wrestlers did a tribute to him, and they're all crying and stuff, and I just cried for days.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think when I was younger, I watched was that new Jurassic Park, and I don't remember if anybody. I know everybody's seen the movie. Something was happening, and my dad said when I at the time I was like crying, like, "Why are they doing that?
Yeah,
Why is he getting hurt or something?"
I remember
I was real young.
I saw this a documentary that made me cry as a kid. It was Chinese people ripping the skin off cats,
Holy
like they
shit.
show it, like they rip, like it was brutal because you figured they would just kill the cat. The cats are alive. They rip the skin off these little kittens or cats,
What the
and then
fuck?
they put them in boiling water, and the cats are still alive. And they're still bright, and they have no skin, and it was just so mortifying. It was just like and angry. I was just like, we're like, you can't hate Chinese people more than when you watch that documentary. It's just like, what the fuck, man? Like at least
I
kill
don't
the,
know. When they're pushy at the flea market, that's pretty upsetting.
like at least kill the fucking things first. It's like a fucking cat holocaust, you know?
Damn.
Yeah, I mean animals too. Like animals, like you ever see the baby seals thing where people will put that on MySpace and Facebook, you know, like they want to show an example of why animal cruelty is bad, and you just see a guy clubbing the shit out of some baby seal, just clubbing the shit out of it, and you know, kicking cows and everything. That shit will make anybody cry. It's just so
Yeah, I
fucked
can't
up.
watch that shit. Are you the type to like watch anything like beheading videos and stuff too?
I've never seen a beheading video. I think someone posted a link once, and I wouldn't even click on it. I was like, I don't want to see that shit.
I remember watching I think the CNN documentary Weed. There was this girl who had like really like bad seizures, and there's a chemical called CBD in marijuana, and it's like one of the very few things in this in the world that like helped her. And then there was a scene, a guy was in a crowd saying to Chris Christie, like, "Why are you gonna let my daughter die? Why won't you legalize this?" And that was pretty upsetting. I might have shed a tear to that.
Yeah. Now, what about movies that have scared you? Have you ever been really scared?
I've always avoided horror films. However, I went to see the movie It with my girlfriend, and I was like getting kind of freaked out about shit. Whatever. And she's like laughing. She's like, "What the hell's wrong with you? I watch horror films all the time. This isn't scary."
Huh.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of something. Man, I can't think. I've avoided most things that could cause me to feel afraid, sad, or really anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the two things that scared me the most was I think the Freddy Krueger movie, or the Nightmare on Elm Street. I was like a little kid when that came out, and I couldn't pee. Like my dad had to walk me to the bathroom. I thought Freddy Krueger was going to come out the bathroom and like
Ah,
cut my
shit.
dick off with his fucking hand and shit, man. I was so fucking scared. Freddy Krueger, and I saw this horror movie where they tell horror stories and like they act them out, and this guy was like hiding in this little girl's bed, and he said people can lick too, and she was scared or something. It was like a really creepy looking guy, and I had nightmares about it. It was scary as shit.
Damn. So you watch a lot of horror films when you were a kid?
I liked horror movies. There was, like I said, we talked about this I think on the last episode. They're better when I was younger, and now they're like not all bad. But there's some good ones I'm pretty sure coming out, but most of them just take too long to get to the action. Well, let's wrap this up. We'll be talking about more TV and film. Do you have any thing to add?
YouTube is the future of television.
It's very true. We will watch a lot of YouTube, and if you have any questions, comments, or topics, or type of movie or films you want us to check out or talk about, email Brian.Lemon, LEMIN, at gmail.com, or write a review on YouTube or iTunes or something, and we'll try to get to you. So keep watching TV and film there, folks, because we'll be talking about it. See ya.
Yeah.